Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Jill Houle with Heel House of Warren County about the ribbon cutting of their new solar array.
There's a ribbon cutting today for a solar project for Heel House. First of all, tell us a little bit about this project before we get into the history of putting this all together.
So Heel House of Iowa is a housing and shelter resource service. We serve all of Warren County for individuals who identify themselves as homeless.
All right, well, putting this solar project together, take us back to the beginning, how it all came about, and obviously leading up to today.
So we were contacted by One Source Solar. They were looking for a nonprofit who could benefit from a solar array to help offset costs. And so we were identified as somebody that would be a good program to invest in, and we worked together and came to an agreement. They gave us all of the resources, including the skills, the energy, and the expertise in building it, installing it, and they're allowing us to benefit from the solar array.
Talk a little bit about the benefits that Heel House will receive.
So with a solar array, we will be able to save money toward our energy costs, heating, cooling, and we won't have to use our budget dollars, which are all very well protected, and we need to keep them safe from and save every opportunity we can. So this allows us to reinvest back into our program, and it allows us to save our money so that we can use it with our guests.
Well, this was also kind of a conglomerate of organizations who came together to help make this happen. Talk a little bit about who else in the community kind of helped out with this.
Some of the organizations who contributed to the solar array include Indianola Sustainability Committee, the City of Indianola, the Nature Conservancy in Iowa, the Midwest Renewable Energy Association, Warren County Economic Development Corporation, 1,000 Friends of Iowa, Hammond Climate Solutions, and of course, One Source Solar Team.
Well, and then I know that there was, you know, donations and everything from the community. What does that mean when, you know, as Heel House, you see the community coming together to not only be able to put up something like this solar array, but to help get the building going? I was here at the ribbon cutting last year, and we'll get into that in just a bit. But what does that mean to Heel House and the community to see that type of support?
So when the community comes to the table and supports an initiative that serves a homeless population, which holds a stigma, many communities turn their backs on that population, and they choose to say that it doesn't happen here in our community, especially in rural areas. But Indianola and the county has been, I think they've offered unprecedented amount of volunteerism and support to us. And I think that shows the guests that they are valued members of our community, and that they belong and that they can be included. And I think it gives them a sense of belonging and helps them to feel like the resources are being directed to support them until they become housed successfully.
Well, and you talked a lot about during your speech here today that those who stay here for a while, it's not just a place to live, it's a place to learn and grow. Talk a little bit about what else Heel House provides here.
So we are not just a shelter program. We have added many layers of service to support the individuals to move from being homeless to being housed. We encourage people to seek jobs. They connect with organizations that already exist. For example, WeLift, who helps them build resumes, develop their interviewing skills. So we encourage that they get jobs that would help them be housed later into the future. We encourage a structured living situation. So living in a scheduled manner. So get up at a certain time in the morning, have breakfast, engage in productive activities and that kind of thing. Anything that can help them develop some structured living, I think, helps promote success when they leave our property and leave our organization.
All right, well, talk a little bit about how people can help out. I know it's kind of a never-ending battle. You still need some help from the community. If people wanted to help out with Heel House, how could they go about doing that?
So if somebody is interested in helping with Heel House, we're always looking for volunteers and primarily our organization operates with volunteers. We only have two paid positions who help maintain our facility. So we need volunteers who specialize in, they understand all of the services that are available in the community and allow people to, our guests to connect with those services. We need people who are willing to man our office and help answer our phones and answer questions that come along the way. We need people that are willing to donate funds so that we can continue to operate, and we depend on our community's financial support as well.
Thanks to Jill Houle for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk in Enola.